USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
80 large wildfires are burning across nearly 1.2 million acres in the West, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. This includes 18 in Montana, 17 in Idaho, and 9 in each California and Oregon, where the largest blaze in the United States, the Bootleg Fire, is as big as Los Angeles, California. Texas lawmakers who ran away to Washington, D.C. aboard private planes stocked with beer to avoid a quorum on a law they didn't like were seen in photographs on the plane without masking up. A handful of those have now tested positive for the coronavirus, raising to 5 the number of infected persons in the delegation. A caucus official had said they all had been vaccinated. A U.S. appeals court late Saturday in a 2-1 ruling put on hold a lower court decision that said the CDC could not enforce its coronavirus cruise ship rules in Florida. The court stated the CDC exceeded its authority in adapting rules governing the resumption of cruise ship sailing. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gasoline prices continue to cost more. It's 9 cents higher than a month ago and nearly $1 higher than a year ago. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The increase to $3.16 a gallon comes after Saudi Arabia reached a compromise with the United Arab Emirates at last weekend's OPEC meeting regarding oil output. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Overall, OPEC plans to boost oil production by 400,000 barrels per day every month until 2022, when nearly all of its production cuts due to COVID will be restored.
Last year, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed to output cuts of almost 10 million barrels per day due to the decrease in demand due to the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thank you, John, and thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month enlisted former Hollywood A-lister and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists seem to be trying to push. Give the people what they want and they won't care if it's a green vehicle.
This is what it's about. If pollution created by humans, then we can solve it. Humans can solve it. We can kill it. We can terminate it. Like Ford Motor Company announced that the F-150 pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for nearly 45 years, will have an electric version next year. That's huge, because trucks are all about power. For years, electric vehicles were these little, tiny little things. They were weak. They had no power. I would never sit in one of those. Never. But now, they're making the powerful trucks electric. The current gasoline-powered Ford 150 goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.4 seconds. With the electric engine in it, it will go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, almost 2 seconds faster. See, now we are talking. That's power. Big vehicles. That's what people like. Those on three-wheelers, girly man cars, may I remind you, there's a real cause.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.